Darren. The room was large and cold. That was Ryan's immediate reaction as Mary closed the door. His keen hearing caught the sound of a key turning in a lock, and he dropped his hand to the reassuring butt of the big 6 hour.
Here we are, Ryan. Can I help you to a chair? Does the chamber feel at all chill?
Yeah, cold and damp, like the Banbury Hotel back in the Ville.
He felt her shudder transmitted along his arm.
There's a fire laid. I can light it.
That'd be good.
Ryan eased himself into a deep armchair, feeling the worn brocade that covered it. He sat still while she bustled around.
Oh, dear me! The wood is green. Such a smell!
That was the moment that Ryan realized they weren't alone in the room. Someone else was fighting to control his or her breathing, finding the cloud of billowing smoke intrusive.
Whew! There! The wood's caught at last. It was hard to see without one little old guttering oil lamp to light the room.
Why not draw the drapes? Seems it's a good bright morning.
Once it's warmed up a little, we can get on with our business.
The six friends found themselves back once more in the warren of high-ceilinged rooms with their jigsaw puzzles and antique rotting books.
Least can get out.
Remember what happened to poor Johannes? He went outside. It was only yesterday.
Mildred stood alone by the windows, looking across the silvery gray rocks, her eyes falling to the shadowed river far below. Dean stood by Christy, who was looking up at the rows of moldering volumes.
Dad be all right? Can they make him see?
Christy shook her head, the fiery, sentient hair clinging tightly to her nape, a sure sign of an atmosphere of threat and menace.
Ryan's blindness is in God's hands, Dean. I can't pretend otherwise. Back in the pre-dark times, folks expected doctors to have a total and absolute knowledge. Medicine isn't like that. Take a crude example. Put a .38 round through one man's brain and he dies instantly. Second man lives but is a vegetable. Third man recovers, untouched. Same with your father's loss of sight. In the next 2 or 3 days, we'll know, one way or the other, whether Ryan has good luck or no luck.
From the weight of the crystal goblet, Ryan knew that it was old and of top quality. Mary was at his side. He could smell her body. There was the odd staleness, overlaid with feral sweat. Despite the strangeness of his position, Ryan found himself reacting to her scent of sexual excitement. And he was still aware of the presence of at least one other person in the room. The flavor of peppermint filled the bedroom. Ryan recalled the suggestion that the liqueurs the previous evening had been drugged.
Drink up, Ryan.
Ryan drank the liqueur. Trader often said that in a situation where you had to do something, then you might as well do it willingly with good grace, and watch for your chance at retaliation. The peppermint flavor almost covered up the slightly bitter aftertaste of the drink. Ryan contrived to spill some of the fiery liqueur, but Mary's fingers tightened a fraction on his shoulder.
Take care. Don't want it to go to waste. It's so fine, so rare. One of the last vintages from before the days of Skydock. Let me fill your glass once more. There. Enjoy.
Ryan drained it, feeling his head already beginning to swim a little from the combination of alcohol and the drug that he was certain it contained.
Feeling dizzy, Ryan?
Yeah. Some. You put some kind of sleeper in the drink, didn't you? Anything happened to me, the others will see.
I'm sure they will.
Delightful though these jigsaw puzzles are, recapturing the many happy hours that I spent with my darling Emily locked away in such activity, I feel a damp unease racking my aged bones. Do none of you others feel this? Am I quite alone in my suspicions? Christy, my dear lady, do you not?
Christy sat by the empty grate, her booted legs stretched out in front of her, her head back on the antimacassar, her green eyes closed.
Sure, Doc. We all feel it.
But do none of you share the midnight terror that possesses me?
What you talking about?
Mildred looked up from the new jigsaw that she and JB had just begun. An infinitely complex design of birds and lizards in black and white.
If you got a theory about the Cornelius family, Doc, I'd like to hear it. Find out if it matches the one I'm developing. What do you reckon?
I would prefer it if you were to tell me what your theory is first, Dr. Wyeth.
No, Doc. I'm not going to risk looking triple stoop. You show me yours, and I'll show you mine. That's fair, isn't it? What do you say, Doc?
I say that I'm going to take a recreational stroll about the grounds. Perhaps I may even venture as far as the attractive little village of Brampton, until I have found some facts to support my theory.
Can I come, Doc? Going ape crazy hanging around this old dump.
I go too. Get some good bayou air into my lungs.
Very well, my compadres. We three. We happy three. We band of brothers. One for all, and all for me, and B for you, and T for two, and two for a quarter. I thank you. But I wander from the trail. Yes, let us go, and then we can report back to Ryan. Let us hope we shall find him much recovered.
Ryan tried to lift a hand to check whether his right eye was open or closed, but an enormous weight seemed to have attached itself to his wrist, to both wrists, and to both ankles. The drug still held him in its power, but he had recovered a kind of consciousness. It was a feeling a bit like making a jump, where your brain was swirling in free fall inside the bony shelter of the skull.
He's coming around.
Keep quiet, brother.
Ryan tried to speak, but his tongue had turned to wet string. He didn't bother to try again. Since he was helpless and tied to what he figured was a bed, there wasn't really all that much that he might want to say.
Can you hear me, Ryan? I know you can.
Yeah.
Good. I've brought you here for one reason only. I will explain it, though I doubt you're clear-headed enough to understand me.
Now he could feel that his eye was opening and closing, but could still see nothing.
Blind.
Yes, you are blind, Ryan Cawdor. And we fear that you will always stay that way. There is nothing we can do to help you. Our makers would have had the skills, but they lie long beneath the good earth. Now, we were safe inside our capsules when the missiles fell, scattering their seeds of death, blighting the land and anything that walked or crawled upon it. We were safe inside Redoubt 47, where we were created.
The drug was so powerful that Ryan couldn't hang on to a single thought for more than a few seconds. Part of him wanted to pursue this mystery, but most of him knew it was impossible.
Don't waste time with this idle talk. Get on with the mixing.
Ryan closed his eye and slipped back into deep unconsciousness. It was a fine enough day, though the sky had clouded over and it had become humid. Doc mopped sweat from his brow with his swallow's eye kerchief. Dean didn't seem bothered by it, and Jack positively flourished in it.
Phew, like old times, when I was young. Summer's always like this.
When I was a young stripling, the summers were longer and sunnier than now. Blue from coast to coast, from morn unto night. The air smelled sweet and birds sang. Grass grew and the corn was as high as... I just remember how high. But it was not this blighted wen that is Deathlands.
Nobody had stopped or questioned them as they left the mansion through the unbolted front door and began to stroll down the steep, crumbling path that led them above the river toward the settlement. Down on the trout farm, they could make out the silvery flashing of the surging fish as a couple of Brampton women fed them from baskets.
What do you think of the family?
I think we flirt with deep and dangerous water, and I fear for our bodies and for our immortal souls. That's the truth, my dear friends.
There was a group of young children playing catch with some round pebbles, their backs to the approaching trio of companions. They were so involved in their game that Doc, Jack, and Dean were within a dozen feet of them before they noticed. Then one of them turned around, staring at Doc, his face without expression. He looked at Dean with a similar lack of reaction. And finally, the urchin touched on Jack. His eyes narrowed as he took in the pale skin, the burning ruby eyes, and the mane of snow-white hair.
Family!
The children ran off down the main street of the ville,
Perhaps you should be more careful of your personal freshness, dear boy.